they did on certain days of the week.
Oh, we didn't. We had to do everything that had to be done. Let it come whatever day it
might.
On a Sunday. Now, we kept the Sabbath. Of course, we cooked and eat and washed dishes on Sunday, but that was all. We went to church. In my coming up, and up to just a very few years ago, I reckon they'd sent anybody to the penitentiary to put out a washing of clothes on Sunday.
Is that right?
Or a cut of weed. Now the lawnmowers are just a roaring, and the washing machines are going, and you know something of that's going to be thought about in the day of the resurrection.
Yes, ma'am.
For the Bible strictly teaches us to keep the Sabbath day holy, and that the Lord worked 6 days and he rested the seventh. And there it's not being done now. And the folks that didn't go to church them days would go to see somebody else on a visit that didn't go to church.
No. Let them know about it.
Yeah.
I see. Well, you were talking about your house having a front porch and back porch. Around here, did people ever call their porch by any other name?
Yeah, a lot of them called them a gallery.
Do you ever hear that much anymore?
Not too often. I don't know when I have ever heard much of gallery.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have, things that you had to climb up to get from the yard to the porch?
Had door steps.
Or if you're inside a house that had 2 stories, the things you'd have to go up to get to the second floor, you just call those?
We'd have them stair steps, we called it.
Did you have a house like that?
No, I've never lived in a house. Oh, I'm starting to tell a story. I lived on second floor of a house that I had to walk up stair steps and down. One time in my life, it was in Columbia, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband was working out of there on the train, and
yes,
we moved down there.
Yes, ma'am.
When our first baby was little.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And he fell from 20 steps high, and he was just as fat as he could be, and so one evening I heard him a-coming. He rolled just. When I got to the foot of the steps to run up and get him, I thought I had left him. I did leave him asleep.
Yes, ma'am.
And went downstairs for something. And me and the woman that I rented from both heard him. By the time I got to the foot of the steps, yonder he come, a-rolling just like a hook. And do you think when I picked him up, he laughed at me? It never no more hurt him. I reckon it's because he's so fat and soft.
Oh, what is it they say, that God takes care of drunks and babies?
Yeah.
I guess it must be true.
And it sits out there, just like the front of a ship, and the front is all glass. It's just like that. And they've got heavy drapes that can pull them to or open them up. And, got a big den, that's front of his den, and then when you go down the steps, there's a big place concreted out there. No shed over it though, but it's shaded all the time. They've just got a lovely place to live, and it's good for him because it's quiet. Now there's a lot of people lives out there. So many retired people.
Did he do all that work on the place himself?
He did in the yard. Of course, he had that fence built, and he had the house built, contracted that, but now they've been out there about 9 years, I believe, and